This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the story of the night the guard stayed awake, as we study Psalm 121. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
When I was in the Marine Corps during World War II, no one in our outfit liked to be put on guard duty. Some types of guard duty were just a formal exercise, while others were vital to our safety and defense. For instance, the guard duty I pulled aboard a ship bound for Okinawa was just a formality. I was sent to the hold of the ship to guard the trucks and jeeps that were there. I went to where the trucks were parked, crawled in on one, and slept for a few hours. I knew no one was going to steal a truck out of the hold of that ship in the middle of the ocean. But I recall a time in one of our rest camps when no one slept on guard duty. An enemy was entering our tent each night around midnight, grabbing a Marine by the throat and trying to choke the man to death. We posted guards to patrol the streets in front of our tent and try to catch the man and stop him. Eventually, Choking Charlie, as we called him, stopped his nocturnal activities and the crisis was over. But during those nights, the guards were wide awake and alert. In Psalm 121, a precious fact emerges that it's almost too good to be true. The psalmist says, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Now the amazing thing here is that God has placed Himself on guard duty. But unlike guard duty in the military that lasts only a few hours, God has placed Himself on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year after year, as long as the world stands. The Maker of heaven and earth, the King of all creation, stands watch over His own. He guards our souls from the allurements of sin, from the crush of sorrow, and from being puffed up with pride. We are kept from the glamour of the world, the corruption of the flesh, and the attacks of the devil. The Apostle Peter put it this way, "Because you put your faith in God, you are under the protection of His power." Whose power? The power of the Creator of heaven and earth. For how long? The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. He is our guide and our guard and our constant companion. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, have as much as you want. It's good for you. As we study Psalms 128 through 134 on Daily Discipleship.